this area is extremely multinational where I'm at. The specific neighborhood I'm in is increasingly Chinese, you know, and I find that remarkable. There are very few Black people here. Lots of Mexicans, and I am always on my P's and Q's. I'm always alert when I walk up and down the street. And I'm not saying this jokingly, you know, because it took a while. It took about a year and a half for the police to stop following me.
Wow.
It took almost 2 years for neighbors to quit calling the police on me. And they only stopped calling the police on me because every day of my life, when I want to take a walk, I put on the exact same gray jogging outfit. I got three of them. So I'm quite serious about the color factor. You know, you describe the political impact and the emotional content of colonial enslavement and entrapment from our point of view, but they're very clear that in order for them to preserve their position, the colonial status of Blacks in particular in this country must be preserved at all costs. They're calling the police on Blacks mean the police not going to be called on them. They understand that clearly. Even with the police shooting us down like dogs, man. And what's peculiar about our position in America is that our ruling class will not accept surrender from us. It is imperative that they murder us as a way of life. I mean, they shoot you with guns, man, the police. They beat you to death. They put a bullet in your ass.